News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's another update about another start of a school year, and this time the start of the school year. We're going to talk about the Blinn College campuses in Brazos County, and Richard Bray with Blinn College on the line. The Board of Trustees recently met, and a couple things to talk about. Richard, one is a new safety system. One is a new safety system coming to the Bryan campus.
Yes, sir. It's not something that a lot of our students and faculty are going to see a big change on their end, but it is going to make things simpler on my end of things. So if we have an emergency situation on campus, we want to get our information out quickly, and we want to get it out there accurately. And this new system has an easier interface to work with, so it's going to make it a lot faster for our users to get in there using either their mobile phone or a mobile tablet or a laptop or their office computer, and get in there, get the message, determine exactly which users, which students, which faculty, and which staff we want to get that message to, and shoot that out to them.
And when will this be available then for students and employees?
Well, this is going to go into effect in November. We're currently working with a similar company called Everbridge, and that contract expires in November. And as soon as that expires, Rave Mobile Safety will step in and pick up right where they left off. And so we'll be able to get in contact with our students, our faculty, and our staff by using text alerts, recorded voice messages, email. And so say I'm there on campus and an emergency occurs, and college administration needs to get a message to me. I will first get a phone call at my office line. If I don't answer, they'll call me on my cell phone. If I don't answer that, they will text message me. If I don't answer that, they will email me. And so it's a redundant system designed to, as much as humanly possible, reach our people in an emergency and give them quick, specific instructions about how to handle the situation.
And while I'm focusing on Bryan and Brazos County, I'm guessing this is something that's going to impact all Blinn campuses?
Yes.
All right. Again, visiting with Richard Bray at Blinn College, also from the Board of Trustees meeting, the budget being approved for the new academic year. And the one thing I wanted to bring up again is the additional money that the legislature is giving to Blinn.
Yes. The state's actually rewarding Blinn for our students' achievement, and we're very excited about that. In the past, state funding has been primarily through contact hours, the number of hours that students are in contact with their professors and their instructors learning the curriculum. And that's still the majority of the system. It's going to be every school in every district gets $500,000 per year just for core operating costs. And then from there, the remaining funds are distributed 90% for contact hours, but another 10% now is through this student success funding. And the state awards us money based upon students reaching certain academic milestones. So every student who transfers to a four-year college, we get points for that. And those points then transfer, turn into money. We then also get points for students who complete a developmental math course or a developmental reading or writing course, or students who complete 15 hours with the college. And then we get another point if they complete 30 hours with the college. So all of these intermediate goals that a student reaches along his way to either a degree with us or transferring to a four-year university and earning a degree over there, the state's recognizing our achievement in those areas. And so we were awarded $4.29 million in state funding for the 2014-2015 biennium. So that's a little more than $2.14 million per year. And that's $1 million more than we were getting under the old system. So it's something to be very proud of.
In addition to what's been happening with the Board of Trustees, some other things specific to the Brazos County campuses I'd like to get an update from you on. One, regarding the search process for the new president of the Brazos County campuses, where are we at on that?
Our president is currently working on a plan to put an interim in place. We were hoping we might be able to get somebody in time for the fall semester, but from the very beginning of the process, our district president, Dr. Harold Nolte, and our executive council have said that it's less important that we get somebody in here quickly. It's more important that we get the right person in here. And so we did post the job, and we did interview some applicants, and we had a great pool of applicants. But we didn't find that perfect fit for Blinn College, and so we suspended the search, and we are currently re-examining those job qualifications. We're going to make it very clear exactly what we're looking for and really hone in on finding that right candidate. So right now we're working on a plan to have an interim president in place, and we hope to have that shortly.
And in the meantime, the organizational structure, how do the people in Brazos County administratively report to the home office in Brenham?
What we've done is, with our reorganization, we've really made it more of a one-college ideal. So we're getting away from Brazos County being on its little on its own island out there, and each campus kind of doing its own thing. So with the restructuring, actually, a lot more of our departments are answering to one. So the marketing department is for the entire district, and human resources is all together. So everything's flowing, I think, a little bit more smoothly now that we've gone through our reorganization this past November.
And then a couple of other things, a couple of projects. One began over the spring. Where are we at on that new parking on the north side of the campus?
They are actually finishing that up today, and that is going to be ready for student use on Monday. So that's going to give us an additional 300 student spots here. And this was a campus that already had about 3,000 spots here on campus. So that was something that we knew was a problem. And so we looked at it, we looked at our campus master plan, and we found a way to answer a parking issue that we knew we had to address. And so we're glad to alleviate that a little bit. And we're using other programs, too, in order to help ease the strain on our facilities. You know, we've grown about 26% since 2006, and that's a tremendous amount of growth in a short period of time. So what we're looking at now is using programs like distance education and getting students to take online classes so that they can ease that strain on our facilities, and we can get the students the education that they want and that they want to get from Blinn College without having everybody on campus at the same time.
And for the old-timers that part of land in Bryan before Blinn College, among other things, was the College Park Theaters, the Shulman Theater Group having that property there. And one of the landmarks was the College Park Theater sign there on 29th Street. And I noticed this week that it's being replaced.
That's right. Our director of marketing, Jeff Till, is really excited about this because the old sign didn't have any of the Blinn logos. It was kind of hard to tell that it was a Blinn sign. It actually still had some of the old theater marks on it. I think it actually said, you know, the old CPC Theater still on there in that maroon paint. And so what we've done is we've rebuilt the sign, and we're going to have a 12-by-6-foot digital screen out there so we can show messages out there on that street. And I think we've estimated about 50,000 vehicles go by there every single day. So we can advertise, we can let people know a little bit about registration and enrollment dates, and market our college a lot more effectively than we were before.
Very good. And an update to what's happening over at Blinn College. Again, everything you need to know is also online at blinn.edu. And Richard, appreciate the visit.
Hey, thank you very much, sir.
Richard Bray of Blinn College with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.